This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. U.S. beef has great new opportunities in the U.K. marketplace. We'll have more right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
U.S. beef recently regained duty-free access to the United Kingdom under a 13,000 metric ton quota included in the trade framework reached by the Trump administration last year. The quota provides the first zero-duty access to the U.K. since its exit from the European Union in 2020. The first U.S. beef shipments under the new duty-free quota arrived in March and was celebrated by a pair of events hosted by the U.S. Meat Export Federation in London last week. Those events included a reception at the U.S. Embassy in London and a dinner for the British trade at Smith & Wolinski Steakhouse. USMEF Chair Jay Tyler of AgriBeef said he sees great new opportunities in the U.K. marketplace for U.S. beef.
We had a great event at the American Embassy here in London, and we had a presentation by the Charge d'Affaires, the Agricultural Counselor, great contacts from the trade. It was a wonderful evening. We had a great conversation with a lot of potential partners like Costco, and we had our policymakers from the embassy there. So it was just a wonderful way to kick off the new partnership. Trade builds trust, and you need good partnerships, and you need to have that trust, and you have to meet face-to-face for that to happen. The retail tour in London was fascinating. We were able to visit some mainstream retailers. We visited Costco. We visited some more of the specialty retailers like Marks and Spencer. All the stores have some type of home meal replacement. They're really going after the food service and trying to compete with food service.
Costco is one of the buyers in the UK, and their tasting samples will offer UK shoppers an opportunity to taste the difference between US grain finished beef and grass-fed product. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.